The following is an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio Sports.
Here is Gehring on the outside. Good dig in a back row by Wynn. Tipped across Scope.
The state high school volleyball tournament is on the air.
Picked up by Golka. Good pass to Lowry. They go outside. Gehring, big swing. Block and in. Base block. Claire Hamburger. And we're going to a third set.
Eight teams, one goal. Bring home a state title for your school. Let's take you courtside now for today's game.
And a good afternoon from the Prosh Activity Center in Lincoln at Lincoln Southeast High School. Larry Kottner with you here on the Breeze 94.5 as the Giltner Lady Hornets attempt to repeat as state champions in Class D2. The 24-4 Lady Hornets of Giltner come in with a record that looks pretty impressive. You take a look at these matchups here today. Very tough teams that they lost to this year. Hampton, one of them during the regular season. And, of course, they got here on the wild card after losing to Lawrence Nelson in the sub-district. And they'll open up with a Crawford Rams team, Crawford Rams team with a record of 22-5. Crawford being coached by disciples of Ansley's Pat Hoblin, Taylor Rohde, as well as Jordan Marsh. Should be an interesting matchup. Kurt Polk brings in some starters back from last year's state championship team. Got a good transfer as well in Cheney Tompkin. Should be an interesting matchup here in the opening round of D2. Also coming up here at Lincoln Southeast High School in the next match, the 3-seed Exeter Milligan, a team that Giltner beat a couple of times this year, will be taking on Why Not, the number 6-seed. And then at 5:30, it's the top-seeded team. They also got here by the wild card. That is Stewart. They'll take on the Mullen Lady Broncos. That's the 5:30 matchup. And then tonight at 7:30, a game you'll be able to hear on Platte River Radio Station 98.9 Classic Hits, 98.9 Bertrand against Lawrence Nelson. So it should be a fun day here at the Prosh Activity Center on the campus of Lincoln Southeast. Again, our studio engineer is Tyson Brockmeyer. I am Larry Kottner. Good to have you along. It should be a fun volleyball. Lots of black and orange this afternoon for this first match. Both these teams look identical in the in their uniforms for the most part, but we're going to see a lot of pink for the Crawford Lady Rams. They seem to be sporting that color as well. Other matchups are going to be going on around the state during this particular game. And in D1 over at Lincoln Northeast, it'll be Ansley Litchfield taking on Brady. In C2 at Lincoln Southwest, Southern Valley, 25-8 on the year, will be taking on unbeaten Crofton, the number one seed. In C1, that will be at Lincoln North Star. Grand Island Central Catholic, number 7 seed, 25-7. I believe Doug Duda on hand for that one. You'll be able to hear that one on Classic Hits 98.9. They're taking on Concordia, 32-1. Also in Class B, Lincoln Pius X, the number 8 seed, taking on Omaha Scott. That is at the Pinnacle Bank Arena South Court. And on the North Court at Pinnacle Bank Arena, it'll be Lincoln Southeast and Lincoln North Star. But our concentration here this afternoon is from Lincoln Southeast High School, where the number 2 seed, the Lady Hornets of Giltner, 24-4, will take on the Lady Rams of Crawford, 22-5. We'll take a timeout, about a 2.5-minute timeout, come back with more of the pregame from Lincoln Southeast. It is the State High School Volleyball Tournament on the Breeze, 94.5.
In Giltner, stop by and see your friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, casualty, life, and health. For a free consultation, stop by the Giltner office or give them a call. Robert Shaw Insurance.
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
When you're knocked out of the game of everyday life due to strains or other injuries, choose the chiropractic care that the athletes use. You don't need to be an athlete to share your aches and pains. Call Carey Chiropractic in Grand Island and get back in the game.
High school sports activities are more than just a game. This is Bob Sherwood from B&B Carpet Service in Donovan. All my life, I've seen how playing sports in high school builds work ethics and character in our young people. It gives them the skills to help them succeed in business and in life. So come on, get out there and attend a local game and show your team your support. It's not just a game, it's life.
Good old-fashioned banking can still be found at Bank of Donovan, where the bank president is close at hand. A local phone number is all you need to contact a bank decision maker, and personalized, face-to-face, friendly service is the norm. Nebraska-owned and locally managed financial services, serving central Nebraska uncommonly well. With locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island, and online at bankofdonovan.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Bank of Donovan, you'll love our brand of banking.
The Breeze, 94.5.
We come back to Lincoln Southeast High School, the Prosh Activity Center, as we get you ready for the opening round of the Class D2 volleyball tournament. The state volleyball tournament, Giltner trying to repeat as state champions, as Giltner a year ago coming up with the state championship match, winning over Stewart. Stewart back here again this year. They are actually the number one seed, and we'll play a little bit later today at 5:30. When you look at this Giltner team, they're at 24-4. They have some very impressive wins. They've played some good competition throughout the year. And one of those, of course, the most impressive wins I think you got to look at is Exeter-Milligan. They beat them twice this season. And, of course, Exeter-Milligan, they are the number three-seeded team in this state tournament and will be facing Wynot in the match. Excuse me, in the match that will follow this one coming up at 3:30 at Lincoln Southeast. We take a look at Crawford. This is an up-and-coming team. They play a lot of teams out in the panhandle, so it's really hard to tell and judge how their season has gone. 22-5 is always impressive no matter where you're playing and what your competition is. Their best victories came in their district championship over Layton, who was 24-9. Layton has been down here to the state tournament for the past few years. Against Lincoln South, or excuse me, not Lincoln Southeast, but Southeast Wyoming out of Yoder, Wyoming. That was an impressive win in their very first match of the year. Yoder and Southeast Wyoming, a record of 23-4. But talking to some of the folks from the Crawford area, saying that the Wyoming volleyball level in high school is not quite what it is in Nebraska, even at the D2 level. Let's take a look at the starting lineups. First of all, for the visitors, that will be Giltner here this morning. They will go this way. It will be Shelby Hendricks. She is a 5'6" senior right side hitter. Cheney Tompkins, 6-foot junior middle hitter. Bailey Craig, a 6'2" senior middle hitter. Jacqueline Hoppel, 5'8" senior center. Kelby Lyon, a 5'10" senior middle hitter. The libero will be the 5'5" senior, Madison Ummel. Now, the sixth starter tonight, or I should say this afternoon, depends on whether serve or receive. If Giltner serves to start the match, it will be Taylor Rhodes, a 5'6" junior outside hitter. If they are serve-receive, it will be Audra Joyce, a 5'7" junior outside hitter. The head coach for Giltner is Kurt Polk. He is assisted by Christy Vaught, and this is the 14th state tournament appearance for Giltner. And again, they were the state champions a year ago in Class D2. They also had state championships in D1 in 08, in D2 in 98, D2 94, 93, and D1 in 1984, plus runner-up finishes in Class D in 1982 and D2 in 1992. Now for Crawford, they'll go this way. They are coached by Taylor Rohde and assisted by Jordan Marsh, their record 22-5. This is their third state tournament appearance. The most recent was 12 years ago. They'll go this way. Kaylin Nadella, she is a 5'7" sophomore outside hitter. Haley Hanks, a 5'6" senior setter. Allie Kleinlein, a 5'8" junior outside hitter. Lacey Litka, a 5'4" senior setter. Caitlin Rudloff, she is a 5'9" junior middle hitter. They tell me she has a 28-inch vertical leap and can really get up and hit it down. Brittany Lemon, 5'5" junior middle hitter. And the libero, when she does play, they rarely play with the libero, does Crawford. But when she does play, it is Paige Parkins. She is a 5'8" senior. So, again, for Crawford, it's Nadella, Hanks, Kleinlein, Litka, Rudloff, Lemon, and Parkins. And for Giltner, it will be Rhodes, Hummel, Hendricks, Tompkin, Craig, Hoppold, Lyon, and Joyce. And again, it will either be Joyce or Rhodes as a starter, depending on the serve or receive. We're going to take a two-minute timeout, then get you ready for today's state championship tournament first-round action between Giltner and Crawford. You're listening to The Breeze, 94.5.
Todd's Body and Glass in Aurora is your collision repair specialist, is proud to support the Giltner Hornets. Play well and be proud from Todd's Body and Glass.
The Sittin' Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sittin' Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
Good old-fashioned banking can still be found at Bank of Donovan, where the bank president is close at hand. A local phone number is all you need to contact a bank decision maker, and personalized, face-to-face, friendly service is the norm. Nebraska-owned and locally managed financial services, serving central Nebraska uncommonly well, with locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island, and online at bankofdonovan.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Bank of Donovan, you'll love our brand of banking.
Play lasts longer when you team up with Interstate All Battery Center. Revitalize your electronics like cell phones, laptops, and more. Find practical solutions for when you're in the trenches. Battery tenders, battery chargers, cell phone chargers, and flashlights will keep you in the game. Visit our store in Grand Island. You can get an entire brick. That's 24 AA or AAA batteries for only $4.99. That's $4.99 for 24 AA or AAA batteries. But only when you mention this ad, and only at Interstate All Battery Center, Grand Island.
We're the You Get More Superstore. Island Superstore. Shopping centered around you. One stop shop that gives you more. Shopping centered around you. We're the You Get More Superstore.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And we return to Lincoln Southeast High School Gymnasium, the Prosh Activity Center, as we get you ready for Giltner and Crawford. Giltner will be going left to right as you visualize this first set. They are decked out in their black uniforms, the orange and white trim. Crawford, in the black uniforms with the orange and white trim, will go right to left as you visualize this first match. And first set of this match. And then what's on line here for these teams? Well, if you lose, you go on home. If you win, you advance to the semifinals tomorrow at 9 a.m. on the North Court at the Pinnacle Bank Arena. And, of course, if it's Giltner, we'll have it for you on the Breeze 94.5. The teams will come to the center court and shake hands, get ready to play volleyball here in this matchup. Giltner and Crawford. And going back to serve will be Giltner, so it will be Taylor Rhodes who will be the starter for Giltner in this matchup as they will serve going left to right. Crawford will be on the serve receive, and it appears that the possibility that Madison Hummel is going to check in as the libero as well, or possibly check in and someone else is going to check on out. So we have a little bit of a delay. They check the rotation for everyone, and it looks like we're good to go. Taylor Rhodes will be the server for Giltner as we get underway at the state volleyball tournament. Serve taken on the back row. set up to the front row. The attack off the right side for Fineline, and then back on the other side, the kill will go down for Cheney Tompkin. Tompkin off the left side will put it down, and it's 1-0 in favor of the Lady Hornets. We are a long ways from the court here at Lincoln Southeast, about as high as we get up into the air for volleyball coverage. On the serve, it's taken on the receive by Rudloff. The attack from the back row will go from Rudloff after the pass from Nadella, and Crawford ties it up at one apiece. To serve will be Brittany Lemon for the Lady Rams from the right side. She'll send it across, dug out by the libero Ummel. The attack quickly set back that time by Litka. Now off the right side, put down and safely done. Off the right side attack for Giltner. That was Shelby Hendricks. She'll go back to serve 2-1 Giltner. On the back row, it's taken there by Nadella. Nadella trying to free ball it across, but cannot do so after the touch by Brittany Lemon. And quickly, it's 3-1 in favor of Giltner as Hendricks will go back to the service line once again for the Lady Hornets. Her service kept alive nicely by Lemon. Set up, punched across quickly by Rudloff. The set up on the left side, the attack by Lyon. And to quickly set back to her as she quickly tries to send it back. Now, Tompkin will get the kill off the center part of the court for Giltner on the return, and it will be Giltner on top 4-1. So the Lady Hornets on top here early on in set number one. Best 3 out of 5. Hendricks with the service taken there by Lemon. The setup by Hank. The kill will go down, and putting it home was Allie Kleinlein for Crawford. It's quickly 4-2 now as Crawford now will serve. Back to the service line will be Haley Hanks. She is a 5'6" senior, the main setter for this Rams team. Hanks to the back row, taken there by Ummel. Bump set. Lyon with the dink will do it. Got the nice bump set that time from Jacqueline Hoppold. And then Kelby Lyon with the dink into the middle, found the donut hole, 5-2 in favor of Giltner. Service sent across, that was Tompkin, and it's going to be an ace off the touch of Lemon. The point will go for Cheney Tompkin, 6-2 in favor of Giltner. Defending state champions, the Lady Hornets. Tompkin, transfer in this year for Giltner, and she almost gets another kill, but that's kept alive by Litkin and sent over on the free ball. The attack by Tompkin, dug out nicely by Nadella. The attack left side, blocked back by Kleinlein, blocked back by Tompkin, and sent over by Kleinlein, and it is on the line. Looked very close. It caught the backside of the sideline for the point. Crawford gets it at 6-3. Service. Nice one by Hanks. Back set by Hopple. The attack by Lyon will go down for the kill. Off the back row touch of Haley Hanks, Kelby Lyon will get the attack. 7-3, our score in favor of Giltner. Lyon will serve from the left side into the net. Service error. First service error by either team in this match. It's 7-4. Giltner on top. Service for Giltner, or Crawford, will be Caitlin Rudloff. Dug out by Ummel. The back set by Hopple. The attack is down for Tompkin. Crawford arguing that it hit the antenna, but I believe the officials are going to say it hit the top of the net, then went on over. Now they're going to have a little discussion about this one, and the up official going to ask the down official, you were closer to that, did it hit the antenna? And he said no. It hit the net, then went on over. Tompkin gets the kill. It's 8-4 in favor of Giltner. Service by Hopple. She'll send it across. It's a nice one. Punched up and kept alive nicely that time by Litka. Sent over on the free ball. Here's Tompkin on the attack. Dug out on the back row. Litka will send it across. There's Tompkin again, but she'll get just in on the line, right on the sideline, just enough to get the kill down. 9-4 Lady Hornets here in set number one. Jacqueline Hoppold will serve from the left side. It's a good one. Touched the net and went on over. Dug out on the back row by Litka. And then sent over on a fall-away shot by Lemon actually was dug out on the back row by Kleinline, but Lemon able to get a just enough of a touch to get the dink to fly over the outstretched arms of the defense for the point. 9-5, jump serve. It's a nice one by Litka. Back set, they'll go to Topkin. She'll slam it home. Check that. That is Bailey Craig who slid over after the back set. And Bailey Craig will get the kill. 10-5 in favor of Giltner. Hummel to serve, left-hander, right side. Dug out by Hanks. Set to the front by Kleinline. Pushed across by Lemon. Now set back quickly that time by Craig. The setup in the middle for the kill, and it will go down for Brittany Lemon. Lemon with the attack. She'll get the point. It's 10-6. Back to the service line for the Rams will be Kaylin Nadella. Neither team has gone to the substitutions yet. Jump serve by Nadella is way long. That's about 10, 15 feet beyond the end line. That floated on her on the jump serve attack. 11-6 the score. Giltner will serve. Rhodes once again. She'll send it across. Touched up front by Kleinline. She gets the pass back. Thinks it across. Taken there by Hummel. Bumped over on a free ball by Tompkin. They'll set it up for the left side. And trying to push it across was Kleinline, but her downward trajectory put it into the net. And the point will go to Giltner. They lead it 12-6. Rhodes to serve from the right side. Dug out and sent over on the free ball, but out of bounds off the touch in the back row of Kaylin Nadella. 13-6, and we've got a timeout taken by Crawford. We are in set number one. It's Giltner 13, Crawford 6. You're listening to the state volleyball tournament on the Breeze 94.5.
In Giltner, stop by and see your friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, casualty, life, and health. For a free consultation, stop by the Giltner office or give him a call. Robert Shaw Insurance.
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
The Breeze, 94.5.
So far in the early going, the Lady Hornets of Giltner looking good. They're up 13-6 on Crawford. It'll be Taylor Rhodes to serve once again for the Lady Hornets. Going left to right. Not a great big crowd on hand, about half full. The service knocked up by Kleinline. They'll go to the back set. Dinked across by Lemon. Kept alive by Hoppel. To the front line. The attack will go for Kelby Lyon. Kelby Lyon off balance. Got it to go off the front row touch. That's 14-6. Giltner on top. Rhodes will go back to the service line again. Sends it across, taken on the back road by Nadella, punched over with the left hand and by Hanks. Now sent quickly back by Tompkin. The return. Rudloff gets it across the net, but Lyon's right there to knock it down for the easy one. And another point in favor of Giltner. They lead it 15-6. Service by Rhodes, sends it across, dug out by Lemon, gets the pass back. Her attack touched on the front line. Kept alive by Hummel. Bump set by Hoppel. Sent over on the free ball by Tompkin. Litka sets it up. Down the left side, they punch it. Does Kleinline. Kept alive. The attack by Tompkin to the back row. Free ball sent across by Lemon. Giltner on the attack. Left side, a kill attempt will go for Kelby Lyon. Kelby Lyon has been the story here early on for Giltner. Tompkin had some early kills, but Kelby Lyon has been the attacker here in recent set. Serves. And Rhodes will get an ace. Taylor Rhodes off the back row touch of Kaylin Nadella. 17-6 in favor of Giltner. Rhodes to serve again. Floats it to the back row. Nadella punches it up. Can Lemon save it? No. It goes into the band equipment of Giltner over across the way. Lemon could not catch up to it. And another Crawford timeout. Set number one. So far, it's been all Giltner. Lady Hornets 18, Crawford 6. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Breeze 94.5.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
When you're knocked out of the game of everyday life due to strains or other injuries, choose the chiropractic care that the athletes use. You don't need to be an athlete to share your aches and pains. Call Carey Chiropractic in Grand Island and get back in the game.
The Breeze, 94.5.
We return to the Price Activity Center at Lincoln Southeast, where Giltner is on top of Crawford, 18-6 in set number one. Taylor Rhodes serving for the Lady Hornets. Sends it across, played there on the front row, sent quickly across by Hank. Could not be handled by Tompkin. Kleinlein played it initially, then Hanks dinked it quickly across, and it just kind of caught Cheney Tompkin a little off balance, the point to Crawford. And now Crawford, Brittany Lemon, her serve is short. Service error, and it's 19-7. Hendricks will serve for Giltner. Punched up by Lemon. Bump set by Hanks. Lemon will try to send it over, but cannot. Her two-hand push a little too high, did not make it across. It's 20-7 in favor of Giltner. Hendricks across the net, taken there by Nadella. The kill attempt by Rudloff. Blocked back by Tompkins, sent over by Nadella. Now Rudloff. Back set on the slide. Tompkin will get the kill. Give the assist to Hoppold as she went with the back set on the slide shot. Put down by Cheney Tompkin. 21-7. Giltner. Hendricks to the back row. Taken there by Lemon. It's not going to be an ace as Hanks was able to catch up with it, but she couldn't do anything with it. It is a point for Giltner as they now lead 22-7. Looking to advance to the state semifinals once again. Hendricks into the net, service error. Point to Crawford, 22-8 is our score. To serve it will be Haley Hanks for Crawford. She is a senior, sends it across, dug by Ummel. Set up by Hoppold, goes left side for Lyon. Touched on the front line, kept alive by Nudella, sent across by Kleinlein. Hoppold will pass it again to Lyon. Blocked back nicely by Rudloff. Kept alive by Hendrick. Punched over by Hoppold. Dug by the libero Parkins. Now on the right side, sent across by Litka. Bump set for Lyon. She'll dink it across. Played nicely on the back row there by Hanks. And then sent across on the left side by Kleinlein. Dinked across back by Tompkin. Hit by Litka. Played on the back row by Ummel, and then too strong on the kill attempt was Tompkin, and the point will go to Crawford. It is now 22-9 in favor of the Lady Hornets of Giltner. And we do have a player that is down, and it looks to me like it is Rudloff who is down for Crawford. And, of course, all players and fans here do not want to see anybody get hurt in this action. They're going to take a look at her. And we'll take a quick 30-second timeout back after that on the Breeze.
This is Eric Lichty, the branch manager of Giltner State Bank, a branch of Henderson State Bank, member FDIC. I would like to invite you to stop into our new location just off of the Giltner Spur. Come meet our friendly staff and visit with us about our products and services. We have a hometown-friendly atmosphere that will make your banking experience pleasant. We specialize in agricultural loans as well as your personal loan needs. We're an equal housing lender. Come in and see what we can do for you.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, it's very silent here at the Frost Activity Center as you'll now hear the applause for Caitlin Rudloff, one of their best hitters. Matter of fact, the leader in kills this year for Crawford with 318. And she is not putting any weight on her left ankle. Looked like she went up for the block against Tompkin and then came down on the ankle wrong, turned it, and Coach Rohde, along with the physical therapists that are always on hand here at the state tournament, checking her out. They help her off the court, but it does not look like she will return. Braylee Welling, a freshman middle hitter, 5'6", will check in her place. And, of course, that is a big loss. Rudloff, as we mentioned, the leading killer for the leading spiker for Crawford this year. So it will be Haley Hanks to serve. That was a point for Crawford as the attack by Tompkin was long and went deep. Now the Crawford side being checked out a little bit. The coach Rohde asking that the official check the rotation, make sure everybody's in place. And now we are ready to go. It will be Crawford to serve. Hanks sends it across, dug by Hummel. Bumped up by Hopple off the left side. Lyon, her attack into the net. The point will go to the Lady Rams. 22-10 is our score here in set number one. And they are still looking at Rudloff across the way. The service by Hanks. They'll get on the back row. Hopple will set it up for Lyon. Strong kill will be sent back nicely by Littke. Pushed back by Hendricks. On the back row, they play it. Littke will pass it over to the left side. The attack by Welling is short. Now Littke will play it off the net, send it across. Was fine line, then a return. And then Crawford's return back, played by Littke, will go out of bounds. It's 23-10. Service by Cheney Tompkin. Tompkin to the back row. It's an ace off of Nadella. And it is set point for Giltner, leading 24-10 in set number one. Tompkin from the right side will serve. Here it is to the back row, just beyond the end line. She was going for the ace. Crawford let it go. They eyeballed it, figured it was going to go long. It did. It's 24-11 to serve. That is Kleinlein, and she'll get an ace off the back row touch of Hummel. Hummel wasn't really sure if she was going to play that or not, and then touched it on the back row. It might have been long. It may have been a service error, but it'll be a point for Crawford, 24-12. Fine line again. Hummel will push it up. Topple will set it up for the left-hand shot for Tompkin, played by Littke. Hanks will set it up for the left-side shot for Nadella. It's blocked back for the block stuff. And a point and a win in set number one for the Lady Hornets of Giltner as they defeat Crawford in set number one, 25-12. We'll take a 90-second timeout, get you ready for set number two. You're listening to the Class D2 State Volleyball Tournament on The Breeze, 94.5.
The Optimum Acromax family of products from DuPont Pioneer is pretty simple. When it's crunch time, you just load it and go. You get above and below ground insect protection and high-yielding hybrids all in one bag. So talk to your Pioneer sales professional today about the Optimum Acromax family of products. For more information, contact Pioneer sales professional Kevin Reason at Reason Agronomics in Giltner. Call 402-631-8634. That's 631-8634.
There's just one place where students are students first, and athletics are played with purpose and perspective. That place is your local high school. High school sports offer more than the joy of competition. Studies show that student-athletes in Nebraska are also likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in other areas of their lives, including academics. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Nebraska School Activities Association and the Nebraska State Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Todd's Body and Glass in Aurora is your collision repair specialist, is proud to support the Giltner Hornets. Play well and be proud from Todd's Body and Glass.
The Sittin' Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sittin' Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, set number one goes to the Lady Hornets of Giltner as they win that one 25-12. Really were not threatened in that first set. For Crawford, they're going to have to try to figure out how to come back and bounce back in the second set after losing their top spiker in Caitlin Rudloff, a 5'9" junior who had 318 kills going into this match this year. She went up to block a shot and came down wrong on her ankle and They are still taking a look at her. The libero, a mobile check-in, and taking a seat right now will be Bailey Craig for Giltner. They will play serve-receive, so starting this set, Audra Joyce will be playing on the back line. Ready to go for Crawford. It will be Kleinlein, it appears, that will be serving first for the Lady Rams. Set number one, again, goes to Giltner, 25-12. This is best 3 out of 5 sets. The winner advances to the state semifinals tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. at the Pinnacle Bank Arena, and will take on the winner of the next match between the third seed, Exeter Milligan, and the sixth seed, Why Not. The loser will have their season come to an end. Let's see if we have some other scores. Looks like Concordia over Grand Island Central Catholic in the first set, 25-23. That in Class C, as Concordia getting the best of Grand Island Central Catholic in set number one. That up at Lincoln North Star. Doug Duda has the call on that particular match over on 98 on Classic Hits 98.9, and you can catch that match over there. Again, here on the Breeze, Giltner wins the first set, 25-12. And we have a little bit of a delay as Coach Taylor Rohde for Crawford talking with the official about the rotation, double checking the rotation of the Lady Rams before we start this second set. Still to come, as we mentioned, Exeter Milligan and Why Not. That is the second match of four here at the Prosh Activity Center. The 5:30 match will feature Stewart against Mullen. And then the nightcap, you can hear that on Classic Hits 98.9 as Bertrand will take on Lawrence Nelson. That's the 4 and 5 seeds in that matchup later on tonight. No breaks this year at the state volleyball tournament. Instead of six teams playing at four sites, they are having four teams, or not six teams, but six matches at four sites. They're having four matches at six sites. So it looks like we've got everything kind of settled here. The officials and the Crawford coach happy with the rotation. And now Coach Kurt Polk going to make sure everything is correct over on the other side. And Taylor Rhodes will serve, it appears. Okay. Well, I thought she started off the service in the first set at the other side, but she's going to serve here. Oh, actually, Crawford was out of line. They lined up and was ready to go, and they lost the point. So it will be Rhodes with the services. She'll step in. Quick dink across, nicely done by Hank, set up by Hopple. The Akil will go down for Kelby Lyon off the touch of Kleinlein. Ends clear up into the balcony here, about our level. One of the helpers has to go get the volleyball to bring it on down. After that skip off Kleinlein, it went way up high and up into the balcony area. 2-0 in favor of Giltner. They lead 1-0. Service is a good one by Rhodes, dug out. It'll be set up by Hanks, blocked as Nadella tried to take it across, and the point will be called for Giltner on the lift on the return by Nadella. Nadella tried the attack in the middle. It was blocked by Tompkin. Then Nadella tried to bring it back, but she was called for the lift. And now an ace. Rhodes once again off the libero. Paige Parkins. 4-0 the score. In favor of Giltner, the service by Rhodes, another good one, dug out by Parkins. Pass by Nadella, pushed across by Lemon, dug by Hummel. Set up by Hopple for Tompkin, but looked like Hopple ran into the net in trying to get that pass to set it up for Tompkin. So they'll call the net violation. The point will go to Crawford. Service a good one by Hanks, dug out on the back row by Hendricks. The pass to the front line, that is Kelby Lyon. She'll get the kill. Off the back row touch of Parkins. Another point on the board for the Lady Hornets of Giltner. They lead it 5-1 in set number two. Shelby Hendricks will serve from the right side to the back row. Punched up by Kleinlein. Passed by Hanks for Litka. Her attack is too strong. Off balance, she got a little bit too much of a loft. And it goes beyond the end line. The point will go to Giltner. 6-1 is the score. Hendricks the serve, and it's an ace off the touch of Parkins. 7-1 now. Parkins going to come out as checking back in Braylee Welling, the freshman, who checked in for Rudloff when she got hurt. She'll play it. Lemon, her pass back to the back row for Kleinlein, and she cannot get it across, and it's another point for Giltner. Lady Hornets on top 8-1, and Crawford wants a timeout. Giltner won the first set 25-12. They lead set number two 8-1. We'll be back in 30 seconds on 94.5 The Breeze.
Purchase a set of four Mastercraft Avenger Touring LSR or Courser HSX Tour Tires, and for a limited time, CPI Mr. Tire will treat you to a $50 Visa prepaid card. Choose a set of Courser ATX or HTX tires and earn a $75 Visa prepaid card. Use your CPI Mr. Tire credit card and double the rebate. Take advantage of the Mastercraft Savings Promotion now. CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of Central Nebraska.
CPI Mr. Tire has a right tire.
The Breeze, 94.5.
95.5 KLIQ in Hastings, Kearney, Grand Island, and Giltner. Here at the Pross Activity Center in Lincoln, it is 8-1 in favor of Giltner in set number two. Trying to take a 2-0 lead. They won the first set 25-12. The attack by Lemon, blocked back by Tompkin. And another point for the Lady Hornets as they now lead 9-1. Have some other scores. We'll pass those along to you here in a moment. Service by Hendricks is a good one. Played on the back row by Willing. Let get pass to the back row attack. Nicely done by Kleinlein. And Giltner cannot handle it. Between Tompkin and Hoppold, makes the score 9-2. And D1, first set goes to Ansley Litchfield over Brady. They've played a few times this year. Ansley Litchfield 25-18 over Brady in D1. Service taken by Ummel. The pass, Tompkin with the kill attempt, and it will go off the touch of Kleinlein and then Litka. Right in the middle back, Tompkin with another kill. It's 10-2. And Cheney Tompkin will go back to the service line. Sends it across, and she'll get an ace. Off the back row touch on the right side by Nadella. Makes it 11-2 in favor of Giltner. Also in C2, undefeated Crofton defeated Southern Valley in set number one, 25-21. That's over at Lincoln Southwest. Service is a good one by Tompkins. It's another ace. Off the touch of Kleinlein on the back row center. And Giltner to a double-digit lead at 12-2 in set number two. Janie Tompkin once again from the right side. It's a good one. It's another ace. She is on a roll. 6-foot junior, not only tough at the net when the ball is set up for her, she's tough at that service line as well. Tompkin will try to continue the run up by 11. Service is a good one. She placed it well. That one wasn't even touched. It hit the sideline for another ace. And I believe Crawford wants another timeout, and they will get it. Set number two, it's been all Giltner. Lady Hornets 14, Crawford 2. Back in 30 seconds on the Breeze 94.5.
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
In Giltner, stop by and see your friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, casualty, life, and health. For a free consultation, stop by the Giltner office or give them a call. Robert Shaw Insurance.
The Breeze, 94.5.
So far, it has been all Giltner. They lead 14-2 in the second set, won the first one 25-12. Cheney Tompkins been on a roll at the service line, and she serves again. This one dug out nicely by Lemon, passed by Cheney, Hanks to Lemon. Locked back. Now the attack pushed over by Welling. Giltner on the side. It's Lyon with the attack, dug on the back row by Nadella. Taken there by Kleinlein, sent over on the free ball by Lemon. Up front, Hopple will set it up for Lyon. Sends it through. Lemon keeps it alive. Nadella punches it up. Can she get it across? No, they could not get it across in three. And it's another point for the Lady Hornets of Giltner, who are on a run right now, leading 15-2. Seven in a row right now here for Chaney Tompkin. She'll serve it to the back line. It's another ace. This one off the back row touch of Nadella. 16-2, Giltner. Chaney Tompkin once again trying to continue with this service prowess of hers right now. Lemon digs it out. It's dinked across by Litke. The pass hoppled for Lyon, and Lyon with the off-balance attack will get it to go. And another kill for Giltner. 17-2 the score. Tompkin to serve. Sends it, and Lemon plays it. Off the net, it could not be kept alive by Haley Hanks, and it's another point for Giltner. They lead it 18-2. Defending state champions looking very impressive here this afternoon. Tompkin, that one might have been a little long, but punched up by Kleinlein. She'll get the back row pass for the back row attack. Taken by Tompkin, pass to the front row, hit there by Craig. Bumped up by Hanks and sent over by Lemon. On the slide, the attack by Craig, dug on the back row. Lemon will dink it over, quickly sent back by Craig. Bumped to the front net, the joust sent over by Lemon, now quickly back by Craig. Hanks over to Welling. Welling off the left side. Her attack will go out of bounds. Just wide to the left. It's another point for Giltner. And they lead it 19-2. Chaney Tompkin to the back row. It's another ace. That one just kind of ate up Brittany Lemon. I think she wanted to get out of the way of it. And then at the last second, tried to play it. The point will go to Giltner. They lead now 20-2. Chaney Tompkin again. It's another ace. What a rhythm she has going for her right now, the 6-foot junior for the Lady Hornets of Giltner. 21-2 the score. Again, the service. A tough one to play, but Nadella does. Set up on the right side. Lemon will get the kill to end the run at 13 points. Makes it 21-3 after Lemon gets the kill for Crawford. And she'll go back to the service line for the Lady Rams. Her jump serve to the back row played there. Hopple will pass it. And the attack by Craig is down on the line. Crawford thought maybe it was out, but the line judge says, no, it's in. But wait a minute. The officials are talking it over. The line judge says, yes, it is in. They originally signaled it was, the two officials originally signaled that the point was going to Crawford, but the line judge said, no, it was in, so it is going to Giltner, and they lead 22-3. Lyon with the service to the back row, punched up by Kleinlein, sent over by Litke. Now the quick return on the swing. Jacqueline Hopple on the second hit. We'll put it across for the point, 23-3. Kelby Lyon once again to the back row, played by Nadella. Litke over to Hanks. She'll send it from the back row. Bumped up, the attack from the left side will go. Crisscross attack nicely done by Audra Joyce. And it is set point for Giltner, leading 24-3. Keep in mind Crawford's top frontline player, both offensively and defensively, is now out of the lineup. That's Rudloff, but Giltner was doing pretty good even before that. From the back row, Hanks, her attack is long, and that is the set. Giltner dominates set number two, 25-3, to go up two sets to none. We're going to take a 90-second timeout. We'll come back with set number three. You're listening to the Class D2 State High School Volleyball Tournament on the Breeze, 94.5.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
When you're knocked out of the game of everyday life due to strains or other injuries, choose the chiropractic care that the athletes use. You don't need to be an athlete to share your aches and pains. Call Carey Chiropractic in Grand Island and get back in the game.
Todd's Body and Glass in Aurora is your collision repair specialist, is proud to support the Giltner Hornets. Play well and be proud from Todd's Body and Glass.
The Sittin' Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sittin' Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
High school sports activities are more than just a game. This is Bob Sherwood from B&B Carpet Service in Donovan. All my life, I've seen how playing sports in high school builds work ethics and character in our young people. It gives them the skills to help them succeed in business and in life. So come on, get out there and attend a local game and show your team your support. It's not just a game, it's life.
The Breeze, 94.5.
To this point, it has been a pretty good afternoon for the Lady Hornets of Giltner, the defending Class D2 state champions, as they have jumped out to victories of 25-12 and 25-3 in the opening two sets as they try to wrap things up in set number three against the Rams of Crawford, who came in here with a record of 22-5, as we mentioned. Crawford's probably best wins came in their first match of the year against Southeast Wyoming, 3-1. That duel that they won there, Southeast Wyoming out of Yoder, Wyoming, a 23-4 squad. Layton in the district final, probably their other best victory. They were 24-9 on the season, defeating them to head down here to Lincoln. Giltner, they've been impressive, 24-4. They did lose in their sub-district to Lawrence Nelson, I think a little bit of a surprise. But that was a very tough sub-district that Giltner was in this year. Giltner, Lawrence Nelson, and Meridian, and the Lady Hornets getting here on the wild card as the number two team. The top two teams in D2 this year, Stewart, the number one seed, and Giltner, the number two seed, both getting here via the wild card. So Giltner will serve going left to right. Crawford will receive as we start set number three. Taylor Rhodes will send it across. He starts it off with an ace. Crawford is not led in this match, period. Giltner has gotten off to a good start in each and every set. Rhodes, part of that is she is the opening server. Kleinlein will send it over. Taken there by Lyon. She'll get the pass back. Her attack is down the line for the kill. Nicely done by the Giltner Lady Hornets. Kelby Lyon, she's had a big afternoon. Puts it home. 2-0 in favor of Giltner. Taylor Rhodes will serve. Floats it across, taken there by Lemon on the back row. Litka pass to the front row. Hanks attack. Partially blocked by Tompkins, taken by Hendricks. They'll pass it over to Lyon. Sends it over, taken there by Parkins off the left side. Nadella with the attack, punched up by Ummel, kept alive by Hoppel. Sent over on the free ball, not quite. Kelby Lyon trying to send it over. Left it a little short, and when Tompkins touched it, that was the fourth hit. Point will go to Crawford. 2-1 is our score. Send across. And on the attack, it's set back quickly by Lemon. Lemon had the better opportunity than did Tompkins at that one. And that ties it up at 2 apiece. And right now, Kleinlein will serve for the first lead of the match for Crawford. Sends it to the back row. Punched up by Olmo, the pass to Lyon. Set quickly back by Hanks, but Lyon kept it alive. Nadella with the attack, and she'll get the kill off the front row attack. Point for Crawford, and they have their first lead of the afternoon. They never led in either sets one or two, but lead here in set three. 3-2, they've got three in a row here. Kleinlein with the service, played on the back row by Rhodes. Lyon will set it up. The attack is over for Tompkins, but they're going to call Lyon for the double hit on the set. Set two and D1. Ansley Litchfield over Brady, 25-9. They lead two sets to none. Bump set. Tompkins on the attack. She'll send it across for the kill. And that kind of kills a little bit of the momentum Crawford had, but still Crawford with the lead at 4-3. Hendricks will serve it. Floated to the back row, taken there by Kleinlein. She'll get it back on the pass from Hanks. Giltner on the attack. Topkin with the big swing, but dug out nicely by Litka. Sent over. Hopple will set it up left side. Lyon will put it down. Two big, strong hits that time for Giltner. The second one was the charm as Kelby Lyon, left to right, puts it home. 4-4 the score. Hendricks the serve. Played on the back line by Parkins. Bumped up by Hanks. Parkins with the attack. Played by the other libero. That's Almost. And the quick two-hand, or the quick second hit that time by Hopple, as she looked like she was going to set it, did that left-hand swing, got it into the donut hole for the point. Giltner back on top, 5-4. Service by Hendricks. Played by Crawford. Nadella sends it across, and Giltner in the net. So that'll tie it up at 5-5. We're in set number three. Giltner up 2-0, looking to advance to the state semifinals again. Service a nice one, and just beyond the end line for Haley Hanks. That one looked like it was going to come pretty close to hitting that back line. Just missed it by inches. Service error and a point for Giltner. They lead it 6-5. It'll be Chaney Tompkin to serve for Giltner. Sends it across, and it's an ace. Well, she went on a run back in the second set of 13 straight points from 8-2 to 21-2 to really put that service or that set away. And again, Crawford having trouble with her sets or serves, but this time Tompkin puts it into the net for a service error. So the point will go to Crawford. Giltner with the lead 7-6 here in set three. Nadella, jump serve, into the net, service error. 8-6 now the score in favor of the Lady Hornets. They win this set, they win the match, and advance to the state semifinals. Crawford has to win three in a row to do the same. Lyon, she'll put it into the net. Speaking of three in a row, that's three service errors in a row here on the court. 8-7 the score. Don't have to worry about it being a hot gym today like it usually is for basketball. It's a little chilly in here actually today. The attack is up and down for Bailey Craig. Nice set by Jacqueline Hopple in the middle. Craig went up and slammed that home. 9-7 the score. Hopple to serve. Down the line, the left side. It's played there by Lemon. Lipka will get it back to Lemon. She'll send it across. Diving save for Lyon. And on the crisscross, it'll go for Audra Joyce. Audra Joyce gets the point. Makes it 10-7 in favor of Giltner. Hopple will serve. From the left side. Here it is. Down the line. Played by Lemon. Set up for Kleinlein. Over to Litka. Now played by Ummel. Pass to the front row. Taken there by Joyce. And Joyce will get the kill off the left side just inside the back row for another point. 11-7 in favor of Giltner. Giltner trying to finish things off here in the first round of D2. Hopple floats one across, taken there by Welling, and sent across by Kleinlein. Giltner on the attack. It's Craig, dug on the back row by Lemon. She'll get the pass back, and off the front row touch of Craig, she'll get the kill down. 11-8 is our score in favor of Giltner, as back to the service line will be Lacey Litka. Jump serve, center part of the court, taken by Ummel. The setup for Craig, nice crisscross on the slide. She slid, left to right, and then went back against the grain with the kill. Got the point, it's 12-8. Madison Ummel to serve. Sends it across, taken there by Lemon, Litka, and then a miscommunication between Nadella and Hanks, and nobody picked it up, and it's another point for Giltner, leading 13-8. And into the lineup first time this afternoon, Bailey Teal, 5'5 sophomore for Giltner, and Cropper going to take another timeout. We're in the third set, 13-8. Giltner on top, they lead 2-0. Back in 30 seconds on The Breeze, 94.5.
Purchase a set of four Mastercraft Avenger Touring LSR or Courser HSX Tour Tires, and for a limited time, CPI Mr. Tire will treat you to a $50 Visa prepaid card. Choose a set of Courser ATX or HTX tires and earn a $75 Visa prepaid card. Use your CPI Mr. Tire credit card and double the rebate. Take advantage of the Mastercraft Savings Promotion now. CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of Central Nebraska.
CPI Mr. Tire has a right tire for you.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Geltner trying to wrap things up in this opening round and advance to the state semifinals, leading two sets to none. They won the first set 25-12, second set 25-3. They lead 13-8 in set number three. Madison Ummel, the libero, is the server. From the right side, the left-hander floats it down the line. It's an ace. Touched on the back row by Haley Hanks. 14-8 now the score in favor of Giltner. At the service line once again, Ummel this time goes to the left side, played by Nanella, kept alive by Lipka. The back row attack by Lemon, dug by Hoppel. The overpass played and a joust there between Kleinlein and Hendricks. Then over on the Giltner side. Now Tompkin with the kill, kept alive by Lemon, punched over nicely by Lipka, and then taken there by Hendricks. And then what do we have? One of the Crawford players ran underneath in that hustle and got underneath on the line underneath. Well, great defensive play by Crawford, but Giltner going to get the point out of that. 15-8. Hummel to service to the back row. Played there by Nadella. Kept up by Hanks and sent on the free ball by Lemon. Taken there by Hummel. The bump set pushed across by Hendricks. Now Hanks will set it up in the middle. Left-hand shot for Kleinlein. Hoppel will set it up for an off-balance shot for Tompkin, and she'll get it to go for another kill. 16-8. Giltner doubling up the score in set three. Again, the winner of this match plays tomorrow morning at 9 against either Exeter Milligan or Why Not. Ummel with a service that's kept alive by Lemon, and a nice set over on the free ball by Lipka. Now the quick set, though, and the return in a quick fashion. The big heavy hitter, Cheney Tompkin, putting it home. Good job by Crawford to hustle to get that one across, but then they were out of position when Kiltner ran the offense quickly to Tompkin for the kill. Played on the back row, the service. Now the push by Lemon, tried to push it a little too low and got it into the net. Another point for Giltner and another timeout for Crawford. We're in set number three, two sets to none. Giltner up. They lead this set 18-8. Back in 30, a 94.5, the Breeze.
This is Eric Lichty, the branch manager of Giltner State Bank, a branch of Henderson State Bank, member FDIC. I would like to invite you to stop into our new location just off of the Giltner Spur. Come meet our friendly staff and visit with us about our products and services. We have a hometown-friendly atmosphere that will make your banking experience pleasant. We specialize in agricultural loans as well as your personal loan needs. We're an equal housing lender. Come in and see what we can do for you.
The Breeze, 94.5.
18-8 here in the third set. Giltner leading Crawford, looking to finish off this match. They lead two sets to none. Hummel will serve it down the line, taken there by Kleinlein. Lipka will get it back to Kleinlein, punches it across. Kept alive by Hoppel. They'll pass it in the middle for Tompkin, and she'll get the kill off the front row touch. 19-8 the score. Crofton wins set number two over Southern Valley. They now lead two sets to none. Set number two was 25-19. They won the first one 25-21. That's in C2. Hummel with the service. It's an ace. Hit the top of the net and then popped on over into the donut hole for another ace for Giltner. They have had a number of ace serves in this match. They lead it 20-8. Hummel floats it across. Played there by Lemon. Kept alive by Hanks. Sent over on the free ball by Kleinlein. Played on the back row by Teal. They'll set it up now for Tompkin. On the slide, she'll put it home. Janie Tompkins had a big match this afternoon for the Lady Hornets. They lead it now 21-8. Next match, by the way, doesn't even start till 3:30. We might have a little wait if Giltner continues on strong here in this set. Hummel will put it into the net for a service error. It's a point for Crawford. 21-9 now the score. It will be Welling to serve. I believe this might be her first serve of the afternoon, played by Hummel. Hoppel will set it up for Tompkin, and she'll just dink it across and got it to go as the Della and Klein line could not play it. Point will go to Giltner. They lead it 22-9. Kelby Lyon coming back in. Taylor Rhodes will check back in. Joyce and Teal will sit down. It'll be Taylor Rhodes to serve. Floats to the back row. By the way, Parkins, the libero, back in there now. And the attack from the back row will not go. It goes into the net for Brittany Lemon. Another point for Giltner. They lead 23-9. Taylor Rhodes, she started this in the first set and the second and the third. See if she can finish it off. The attack by Kleinlein blocked back, but sent quickly back by Litka. Quickly pushed across by Henricks off the right side. Puts it down. It is set and match point for Giltner. As Henricks gets the point, she'll come out. Claire Wilson, 5'7 senior, going to check into the lineup now for Giltner. Service by Rhodes, floats it to the back row, played by Parkin. Litka sets it up in the middle, and the kill will go, actually a net violation against Tompkin, and the point will go for Crawford as the attack that time from Haley Hanks, 24-10. Again, though, set and match point. Kleinlein will serve to the back row, played by Hummel. Kept alive by Lyons, and on the free ball by Tompkin. Crawford on the attack. The push by Hanks for Nadella. Kept alive on the back row by Hoppel. Off-balance shot. Sent over by Tompkin. Played by Litka. Now the left-handed shot is down for Nadella. Actually, Giltner in the net. So another point for the Rams to keep alive. It's 24-11. Basically, right now, though, we are just delaying the inevitable. Kleinlein, the service. It's an ace. Best serve we've seen out of Crawford all afternoon, and that was a nice one from Allie Kleinlein. Three in a row now for Crawford as they're back within 12 at 24-12. Again, though, set and match point for Giltner. Kleinlein to the back row, played there. Hoppel will set it up for Tompkin, and she'll slam it down. And that will close the door on this match. As Giltner wins set number three, 25-12. They win the match three sets to none, 25-12, 25-3, 25-12. Giltner advances to the state semifinals tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. They'll play on the north court of the Pinnacle Bank Arena. That'll be the first opportunity for the Lady Hornets to play in that new facility. And they'll take on the winner of the next match between Exeter Milligan and why not? We're going to take a two-minute timeout. We'll come back and have the postgame show for you from the Prosh Activity Center in Lincoln. It is the D2 State Volleyball Tournament on the Breeze 94.5.
In Giltner, stop by and see your friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, casualty, life, and health. For a free consultation, stop by the Giltner office or give them a call. Robert Shaw Insurance.
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
When you're knocked out of the game of everyday life due to strains or other injuries, choose the chiropractic care that the athletes use. You don't need to be an athlete to share your aches and pains. Call Carey Chiropractic in Grand Island and get back in the game.
Good old-fashioned banking can still be found at Bank of Donovan, where the bank president is close at hand. A local phone number is all you need to contact a bank decision maker, and personalized, face-to-face friendly service is the norm. Nebraska-owned and locally managed financial services, serving central Nebraska uncommonly well, with locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island, and online at bankofdonovan.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Bank of Donovan, you'll love our brand of banking.
Play lasts longer when you team up with Interstate All Battery Center. Revitalize your electronics like cell phones, laptops, and more. Find practical solutions for when you're in the trenches. Battery tenders, battery chargers, cell phone chargers, and flashlights will keep you in the game. Visit our store in Grand Island, you can get an entire brick. That's 24 AA or AAA batteries for only $4.99. That's $4.99 for 24 AA or AAA batteries. But only when you mention this ad, and only at Interstate All Battery Center, Grand Island.
The Breeze, 94.5.
It was a workmanlike effort here this afternoon for the Lady Hornets of Giltner as they sweep past Crawford to improve to 25-4 and advance to the state semifinals in the Class D2 volleyball tournament, where they'll take on the winner of the next match here at the Pross Activity Center between Exeter Milligan, a team that they have beaten already twice this year, and Why Not, who defeated the number one seeded and number one ranked team in the state, Stewart, in the district final a week ago. So that match coming up, and the winner of that will take on the Giltner Lady Hornets tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. So Giltner, again, they win it in straight sets, 25-12, 25-3, 25-12. They were very impressive. They got their offense going. They never trailed until it was 3-2 and 4-2. In the third set, Crawford was able to actually run off four straight points after Giltner got the first 2 points of the third and final set. But that was the only lead that Crawford had in this match. Giltner, early on, they really set the tone. They got off to quick leads in the first and second sets. In the second set, when it was 8-2, Cheney Tompkin reeled off 13 straight service points. And a number of those were aces. She also had a big match on the front line with the kills. Jacqueline Hoppold, again, as she was last year as that center position, really another workmanlike effort as she passed the ball well to her teammates, getting nice passes to Tompkin, to Kelby Lyon, who played that left side very well, and also to Bailey Craig, who came up and played the front line quite often. We also saw a couple of kill opportunities for Shelby Hendricks and even Audra Joyce, who played in there sparingly off and on for Giltner. So it was a good effort for Kurt Polt's team here this afternoon. They advance to the state semifinals tomorrow. They know they will also play on Saturday. Whether they win or lose tomorrow, there is a third-place match in Class D2. But I guarantee you, all the folks listening in, all the Giltner fans, they do not want to play over at Lincoln East. They want to be playing at the Bob Devaney Sports Center on Saturday in that state championship match that starts at 9 a.m. So it will be 9 a.m. tomorrow morning, and that will feature Giltner against either Exeter Milligan or Why Not. We'll pass along some other scores around the city here in the state volleyball tournament. When we come back after this one-minute timeout, you're listening to The Breeze, 94.5.
Todd's Body and Glass in Aurora is your collision repair specialist, is proud to support the Giltner Hornets. Play well and be proud from Todd's Body and Glass.
The Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
The Optimum AcreMax family of products from DuPont Pioneer is pretty simple. When it's crunch time, you just load it and go. You get above and below ground insect protection and high-yielding hybrids all in one bag. So talk to your Pioneer sales professional today about the Optimum AcreMax family of products. For more information, contact Pioneer sales professional Kevin Reason at Reason Agronomics in Giltner. Call 402-631-8634. That's 631-8634.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And we return to the Pross Activity Center at Lincoln Southeast High School. First match of the day is done in Class D2. All the D2 matches being played on this court. Coming up next, it will be Exeter Milligan with a 24-7 record, taking on 21-9 Why Not. That'll be followed up at 5:30 again. No break in between the sessions anymore. It's 1-4 match session here at state tournament at six different sites. The 5:30 match will feature the top seed 27-5 Stewart against the number 8 seed Mullen. They are 19-10. And then the final match of the night is at 7:30. That will feature the 4th seed Bertrand, 26-4, and Lawrence Nelson, 22-7, the number 5 seed. That match will be over on Platte River Radio Station, Classic Hits 98.9. I'll have the call for that coming up tonight at 7:30 on that station. But here this afternoon, it was Giltner getting the win in D2 over Crawford to advance to the semifinals, 25-12, 25-3, 25-12. Other matches going on, we haven't had any updates on the Class A or Class B matches, but Platte River Radio and some other radio stations that associated with here today have people in place at some of the other gymnasiums. In Class C1, only the first set do we have a score, and Concordia getting past Grand Island Central Catholic in that set, 25-23. Doug Duda has the call of that match on Platte River Radio Station, Classic Hits 98.9. In C2, but they are the number 8 seed, and they are taking on unbeaten and top-seeded Crofton. The Lady Warriors of Crofton win first the first set 25-21 and the second set 25-19 to lead that match 2-0. And up at Lincoln Northeast, Ansley Litchfield, after getting their first loss of the year in D1, they're 31-1 this year, taking on Brady, I believe, for the fourth time this season. And so far, it's been all Ansley Litchfield. They won the first set 25-18 and then came back and thumped on Brady in the second set 25-9. So they are up 2-0. Let's keep in mind, these first matches of the day, they're either 1-8 or 2-7, as it was here at the Prosh Activity Center this afternoon. So once again, Giltner, a winner over Crawford, 25-12, 25-3, 25-12. The Lady Hornets will advance to the state semifinals. They'll play tomorrow morning at 9 a.m., and they'll take on either Exeter Milligan or Why Not in that contest, and you'll be able to hear it right here on The Breeze 94.5. For studio engineer Tyson Brockmeyer, I'm Larry Kottner. Again, Giltner wins it here today in 3 sets. Have yourself a wonderful weekend.
The preceding program has been an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio Sports. For more on the state high school volleyball tournament, log on to PlatteRiverPreps.com.